Welcome to our Through the Bible weekly devotional. We pray this will truly profit your soul and we encourage you to inform others. We will begin from the book of Genesis. We will begin with the creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning." I just want to stop there. In the beginning. This is the most important part. In the beginning, God. That's the most important part. In the beginning, God. Before anything else, we see, in the beginning, we see God. My friends, today we are living in a godless society. And there are many who doesn't believe in God. There's an attack on God. There's an attack on His authority, the Word of God. In 1821, Daniel Webster said, "If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." How true is this? You know, in September 11th, 1777, note the date. During that time, it was the Continental Congress. Then approved 20,000 Bibles to be imported as there was a shortage of Bibles. Just imagine, 20,000 Bibles were imported. It was approved by the Congress to import 20,000 Bibles from Scotland because there was a shortage of the Bibles. Just imagine today the Congress approving and telling people, "Hey, we have a shortage of Bibles. We need more Bibles." Do they do that now? Of course not. Because you can see how far our country has departed from the Word of God. How deep we have fallen from the Word of God. And that was September 11, 1777. And today, we need to remember on September 11, 2001, exactly 224 years later, America was attacked by the Islamic terrorists and thousands perished instantly. The Twin Towers were brought to ashes in minutes. Exactly 224 years later, we can see how deep we have fallen from the Word of God. How deep we have fallen away from God and we are saying no to God. And yes to humanism. And we have become more wiser than God. Scriptures say God created the heavens and the earth. This is the God of the Bible. The Creator said that is the what the Creator God said that He created the heavens and the earth. It does not say in the beginning there was a big bang, and because the Word of God is in opposition to what you hear in the mainstream media and what you hear from most of your teachers and most of your professors in schools. This scripture is against what you hear from the world. And there are other religions that believe in God or gods, but not the Creator God. Even in Genesis 1:16, we see how God created two great lights. The greater light, which is the sun, and the lesser light, the moon. In the ancient days, the Egyptians, the Mesopotamians, and the Canaanites worshipped the sun god and the moon god. But the scriptures say the sun and the moon are the greater and the lesser lights. Not to be confused as gods. They are simply the creation of the Creator God. The Creator God is the God of the Bible. But here today we are worshipping created things rather than worshipping the Creator, which is idolatry. Now let's take a moment and look at the universe, and let's see just in a very short manner the external creation of God. Do you know that the earth is rotating on its axis at a great speed, and at the same time the earth is moving around the sun at the speed of 67,000 miles per hour? And it is estimated that a billion of asteroids, comets, meteorites enter our earth's way every day. But who is guiding the earth without being hit by these foreign objects? If you say that the earth is moving around the sun at a speed of 67,000 miles per hour on its own without any guidance by a supreme being, it's like a blindfolded man driving his car in a crowded street at a speed of 150 miles per hour without hitting anybody. Now that is impossible, and that is absolutely impossible. So to say that there is no supreme being in the universe, that there is no creator God, and even the earth is going around the sun at a speed of 67,000 miles per hour without hitting anything, and you say you don't believe that there is a God, how foolish this can be. Because God, if you say that, the Bible says in Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Look at even our internal creation. Look at our heart, which is a muscular pump. Our heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood a day. Can you believe that? Your brain is the greatest computer ever made. The nervous system is made up of billions of nerve cells. It gives us the power to think, plan, imagine, talk. Wow! No wonder the psalmist said in Psalm 139 verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know it right well. My friends, here in the United States, in the Supreme Court building, it displays the Ten Commandments. In the presidential inauguration, swearing in pledge ends with, So help me God. When you enter the United States Library of Congress, you will see the words, In God we trust. Today, there's an attack on God. Why? The Creator God is the supreme holy God who will not compromise with sin. The sinners that are in darkness, they are separated from the light. In verse 2 says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This is the state of the human heart. The human heart is in darkness and slave to sin. Search the human heart. As Apostle Paul said, there's nothing good dwell in my flesh. My friend, the Adamic fallen creation, which the old creation is in thick darkness, in sin. Today there is darkness in our homes, there is darkness in our schools, there is darkness in the government, there is darkness in our courts, there is darkness almost everywhere. Humanity is in darkness until the Spirit of God visits the soul and shines the light of God to the soul. Then we are born again. We need to understand that God is the Creator, and that He made us out of dust of the earth, and we are His creatures. We, as His creatures, are to worship the Creator and to love Him. If you create something on your own, you would want that creation to serve you, right? If it's not going to serve you, what good is it for you? in the same way, God created us to serve Him by walking in obedience. It was Jesus who created us. He created us not for ourselves, but for Him. So do not live for yourself, but live for the Creator. Live for the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is the Savior. And He is the one who created us, and He is the Savior. There is no other name under heaven that can be saved, but only by the name of Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 says, "For by Him all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by Him and for Him. The man without God is without Christ." You may think you are doing well without God and without Christ, but it's like a lamp burning without oil. You may have all things and you may not need God. You are not aware that you are in great danger. It's like you are living in a castle, but spiritually you are ruined. So you may laugh and mock at God, but death can come any time. The creature cannot do anything without the Creator. But God can be blessed without us. However, we cannot be blessed without Him. Oh my friend, let us meditate the wonderful creation of God. When you see a design, you will see a designer. His infinite wisdom is displayed in creation. External creation, when you look outside, and the internal creation, your own body. He created for His glory and for His honor. And let us put our pride down, fall at His feet, and worship Him and admire Him and live for His glory.